It's like a jumper sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping, but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. Then I get right back up. It's like a jumper sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping, but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. And I get right back up. And it's like a jumper sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping, but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. Then I get right back up. It's like a jumper sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping, but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. And I get right back up.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
We were sobering up on a stranger's stairs, looking all the shots in Hollywood. Oh, I felt so down when I told you square. I was suicidal in Brazil.
From London, England, that is singer-songwriter, musician, artist, and spoken word poet Arlo Parks with Beams from the album Ambiguous Desire that came out earlier this spring. Parks is of Nigerian, Chadian, and French descent and fuses spoken word poetry with pop, rock, and soul. In 2021, they won the Mercury Prize, which is incredible because that was their debut record. Music coming up from Winnipeg's Don Amaro. He's been nominated for 3 Juno Awards, and this is a little bit of a departure for Amaro. The song Survivor has more of a rock pop feel than his earlier country stuff. It's a jam, though. Hope you enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox.
I can see that you've been crying. It's written in the lines on your face. And your eyes can't be lying. When you look at me that way, they say, come close, this ain't easy. Believe me, I know what you're feeling. You're reeling from the heartbreak. It's just another test of your faith. Survivor, you've been down this road before, you're a fighter. When your spirit fell to pieces, yeah, you revived her. So hold on, hold on, survivor. I've seen you slay a dragon and find your way back home. Seen you stand up to the giants, leave them shaking in their bones, baby. Come close, this ain't easy.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Sweet, sweet loving, sweet.
That's the lovely Reese Palmer with Sweet, Sweet Lovin', the Back Porch Mix. And that came out in 2015. Not only is the North Carolina artist a wonderful singer, songwriter, and musician, but they also really support other artists around the globe, especially Black artists and BIPOC artists. Reese's got a little show that she does, just like I do, and helps support people that she thinks need a fair shake out there. So thanks for doing that, Reese. One cool tidbit that you should know about Reese Palmer was that she was the first Black woman to chart on the country Billboard chart back in 2007 with her song Country Girl. And no Black artist had been on that chart since 1988. That certainly has changed since 2007, and Reese's one of those pioneers that helped change that. We got music on the way from Olivia Dean. The song Time is going to be on the show, so stick around for that. And right now, I'm going to spin a song called Slow Up from Iwa. Iwa is from Tempe, Arizona, the Gila River Indian Community, District 7. And this is an infectious synth groove with a monstrous guitar solo. So I hope you dig it. Here it is on the jukebox.
Slow up. Give me a moment. I love the way you do that on the pole. Slow up. You might get chosen. You could tell all of your girls that we friends, but they know what we get into on the weekends. Girl, you're moving like remote control. I ain't been about a trick in your DMs. He buy you clothes and they end up on my floor. Slow up. Girl, you the moment. How many of these ones can I throw? Slow up. You got me open. I've been telling all my friends I might propose. We should do this every weekend. Girl, you're moving like remote control. I ain't been about a trick in your DMs. He buy you clothes and they end up on my floor. Slow up. Slow up. You could tell all of your girls that we friends, but they know what we get into on the weekends. Girl, you're moving like remote control. I ain't been about a trick in your DMs. He buy you clothes and they end up on my floor. Slow up.
Why? It's up to me to spend my Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
She had to live without. Well, Soleil had a fight in her, the same fight in her bloodline. Didn't take from the cops, transition house guidelines. She knew how to call a bluff, had conviction in her doubts. But no one heard a brown woman, got a lie she had to live without. She won't be forgotten, won't lay this to rest. Just another brown woman, just another red dress, another red dress. Well, Kenzie was a student from a flying community on the streets of Thunder Bay, the cost of opportunity. But they found her in the same way those other brown kids were found. When the creator called out their names, another brown kid in the ground. Troubled white man,
discarded like some junk mail with his weekend's beer cans. But she had no dying words in the papers or the press. Just another brown woman, just another red dress.
My name is Julian Taylor, and I hope that you've had a wonderful week. We've got more music coming on the way. That was Evan Redsky with Red Dressed, a brand new single from the Blind River musician. Evan's very versatile. You can see him performing with Altamita at one point. It's like a sort of all-country Americana thing. He sort of does that himself. And also, you will see him switch into like Dead Pioneer territory with like raging metal guitars and punky things going on. It's pretty cool. I'd like to say thank you to my team. A big shout out to those guys who helped me, guys and gals rather, who helped me put the show together each and every week. Wouldn't be able to do it without you. To our station partners, thanks for getting it out there to everybody's ears. And to our sponsors, thanks for helping us keep the thing going. We've got one more song. It was Ray Venin's pick from The Bus back in England when we were on tour. And boy, I've seen her do some crazy karaoke to Luther Vandross. Never Too Much was like spot on when we were in Scotland. But this is a song that I think she could still do. She's got an incredible range, and so does Luther. Thank goodness he's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here is All the Woman I Need. It's our last song here on the show. Till then, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
Masonville Cove in South Baltimore is a special place to study birds. Once a dumping ground for sediment dredged from the harbor, the cove is now a popular urban wildlife refuge, says ecologist Sharon Dorsey.
And we have seen a return of wildlife, not just mammals, foxes, otters, but a lot of bird species.
Sharon is part of a licensed research team that's monitoring bird populations at the Cove with a scientific catch-and-release technique called bird banding. Sharon weighs and measures the captured birds, then fits each with a uniquely numbered metal band.
It's like a bracelet that they'll wear for the rest of their lives.
That info is recorded in a global database. So if the banded bird is encountered at another station, researchers will know that it spent part of its life in Baltimore. And that's important
because not many stations are set up in urban environments. We are essentially trying to describe what birds are doing in these urban spaces. You don't think that they would thrive, but in fact, they find food and mates and other things for their survival.
Sharon says that over time, this data can reveal which species take refuge at Masonville Cove and how habitat restoration benefits urban birds. This is Black Birders Week. To learn more, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org. I'm Dara Miles Wilson.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.C.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Around the world, more than a billion people live in informal settlements. These unplanned areas are often densely packed and lack municipal services.
They're often in low-lying areas that are prone to flooding. They have generally poor drainage, unsafe water, and all of these problems are exacerbated by often a lack of sanitation.
That's Diego Ramirez Levering of Monash University in Australia. He says when it rains, stormwater can mix with wastewater and flow into streets and homes. In many areas, the problem is getting worse as climate change brings more heavy downpours.
So in a way, climate issues become health issues, and the intersection of those two is really quite dangerous.
So to help, he's part of a global initiative that's improving infrastructure in a dozen communities in Indonesia and Fiji. They've installed private toilets, stormwater drains, septic tanks, and artificial wetlands that help filter water pollutants. And now they're studying how the changes affect the health of young kids, who are especially vulnerable to illness from water contamination. So the team hopes to build climate resilience and improve people's health and well-being all at the same time. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.